Hello, and welcome to this month's edition of Sports Nutrition Update. SNU provides each of our listeners with current information on a wide variety of topics related to health, athletic performance, fitness, and nutrition. On Track 1, Corey will provide his commentary adapted from the Certified Sports Nutrition Advisor Education Program, current research data, and his clinical experience. On Track 2, he will be joined by Tracy Hawley on He Said, She Said, for her female focus on topics related to whole food, health, relationships, and raising healthy children. Track 3 features an interview with our special guest, who will share their expertise and experience in the healthcare, fitness, and sports nutrition field. Here is Corey Hawley and this month's presentation of Sports Nutrition Update.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sports Nutrition Update, Volume 12, Number 11. We're closing in on the end of 2013, and what a year it has been. Lots of great lectures, new students, and new adventures. Our mission, as always, remains the same, to educate the world in holistic sports nutrition, health, and fitness, and to help people really understand the significance of their own existence. Tracy and I are continuously reminded of this fact as we travel about and meet people who put more energy into trying to help other people than themselves, people who try and save the world or specific friends and family members when it's obvious that what they want simply isn't possible, people who know what to do when it comes to maintaining their own health but fail to do the work required for many bizarre reasons that defy logic and rationality, and finally, people who seem to be completely ignorant of their own body or the connection it has to nature, the environment, and their lifestyle. It's as if they have no awareness of themselves and the skin they live in. My friends, life is a sport. You've heard me say this time and time again. Life is a sport, the object of which, as a true committed athlete created by nature, is to obey the rules of the game called life and succeed at being well. In the last edition of Clinical Review, I talked about telomeres and the relationship between them and our health and aging. A telomere is a special region of repetitive nucleotide sequences or base pairs at each tail end of a chromosome. Telomeres consist of genes or monomers that protect the end of our chromosomes and the library of DNA hidden inside them. DNA is a polymeric chain made of millions of monomers. At birth, we have about 10,000 telomeric base pairs, but as we age and our cells continue to divide over the course of our lifetime, our telomeres shall slowly shorten and disappear. Each time a cell divides, an average person loses 30 to 200 base pairs from the ends of that cell's telomeres. When your telomeres are gone, so are you. Goodbye, that's all she wrote. End of story. Now, there's an enzyme that's important that's connected to telomeres, and that's telomerase. Telomerase is the body's natural enzyme that promotes telomeric restoration and repair. It's active in stem cells, germ cells, hair follicles, and most cancer cells, but its expression is low or absent in non-reproductive cells, meaning most of our 100 trillion cells. Scientists want to know why telomerase is repressed in most cells, because if they can find a way to stimulate telomerase activity in somatic cells, those are our normal non-reproductive cells, it might be possible to keep all of our cells alive for a very long time in good working order. Remember, you're only as well and healthy as your individual cells. On this edition of Clinical Review, my topic is calorie restriction and neuroplasticity. Calorie restriction, or CR, that's the acronym for calorie restriction, CR, is a dietary construct based intentionally on the consumption of less calories than required to sustain the pre-measured metabolic needs of a living organism, such as a fruit fly, nematode, or rat. CR, without malnutrition, has been shown to increase both the median and maximum lifespans of different species, including yeast, worms, flies, fish, rodents, and dogs. the median, that's M-E-D-I-A-N, the median, as opposed to mean, M-E-A-N, is the middle number. It's one way in math to describe an average. The mean is calculated by adding up a group of numbers and then dividing that number by the number of numbers. So, for example, 3 plus 7 plus 5 plus 5 equals 20. The number of numbers is 4, 3, 7, 5, and 5. So the mean is 20 divided by 4, which equals 5. So that's the mean. Now, in statistics and probability theory, the median, M-E-D-I-A-N, is the numerical value separating the higher half of a data sample, a population, or a probability distribution, from the lower half. The median of a finite list of numbers can be found by arranging all the observations from lowest value to highest value and picking the middle one. So using the same example of numbers 3, 7, 5, and 5, to find the median, you have to line them up in order from the smallest to the largest, like this, 3, 5, 5, and 7. As this is an even number of numbers, 4, there is no single middle value. So you have to add up the two middle values, which in this case, those two numbers are 5 and 5. So 5 plus 5 divided by 2 equals 5. So the median in this example is 5. So the mean and the median, sometimes you'll see these terms used, and they're both used and interused depending upon the nature of the study. Now, calorie restriction has also been proven to decelerate the biological aging process and expand multiple characteristics associated with youthful health, energy, and vitality. In 1934, this goes way back, Crowell and McKay of Cornell University observed that lab rats fed a reduced intake of calories while maintaining adequate micronutrient levels, vitamins and minerals, resulted in lifespans that doubled compared to controls. And it's important, this is really important to note, that lab rats fed the same calorie-restricted diet without adding the vitamins, without adding the additional micronutrients, die sooner than the normal controls. They die of starvation. They die of malnutrition. So we are reminded once again of how significant it is to supplement our diets, especially as we age. Now, as we age, our metabolic rate declines due to oxidative damage. Remember, nobody dies of old age. We all die of damage, with particular reference to the inner membrane of mitochondria, where ATP is produced. So it's important to increase physical activity and decrease our calorie intake as we age to compensate and balance the equation. Wisdom is delighted by this practical and sensible approach, but unfortunately, very few actually do it. It seems that as we get closer to our final departure, most of us panic or just give up and say, oh, well, the hell with it. Who cares? I'm going to die anyway. So let's just eat, drink, and be merry. The trouble with that attitude is that we generally outlive our perception of knowing when our final day is going to be. And as we get closer to the end, we want more. So as a consequence of giving up before we cross the finish line, we give up trying and end up living in shame and in a battered, ruined state, like so many you see today in nursing homes, senior citizens that are not functional. They're disabled and they are suffering as a consequence of making that decision 20 years, 40 years before we see them. In addition to living longer, rodents forced to live on a calorie-restricted diet maintain youthful appearances longer, demonstrate a natural tendency to engage in physical activity, and show less overall degeneration. Delays in many age-related diseases are noted, including cardiovascular, loss of lean functional mass, or what is known as sarcopenia, memory loss, excess body fat and obesity, liver failure, brain atrophy, cancer, diabetes, and stroke. So there's a delay in these disorders. CR is known in rhesus monkeys and rodents to lower fasting insulin and glucose levels, increase insulin sensitivity, improve blood lipid profiles, reduce LDL, prevent collapse of the immune system, and optimize body composition. From a real-time and a personal point of experience, I noticed the same effect when I dieted for Mr. Hawaii and Mr. Universe recently this year. As I decreased my calorie intake, increased my protein intake, and increased my volume of training, I felt a wonderful surge of energy. My insulin sensitivity definitely sharpened, and I went into a state of hormesis as well as ketosis due to this stress of moving hard with less energy coming in, especially less carbs. So I was actually experiencing a phenomenon called hormesis, which is a shock, a stress to the body. Okay, it shuts down, it starts to regenerate, it starts to scavenge, the cells become more efficient, and this only occurs when there's a restriction of calories. Every cell in my body felt like it was being renovated and regenerated. My energy level was super high, I needed less sleep, I was incredibly motivated, and I was hungry for my object in mind, which was to compete in these shows. My mind was clear, and I felt as young and as functional as ever. So it's as plain as day that overeating, especially eating too much of what people think is food today, and not moving physically is a cardinal sin when it comes to living. To live long and well, we must discipline ourselves, cut back on the useless and stupid calories, and use evidence to navigate ourselves towards the light. Now let's turn the page and talk briefly about neuroplasticity. During the 20th century, most neuroscientists thought of the brain as a static structure and impossible to alter, modify, or change after early childhood. But fortunately for all of us still alive today, recent research has shown this belief to be erroneous. We now know that many functional aspects of the brain remain plastic even into adulthood. What we mean by plastic, it means we can mold it, we can change it, we can alter it, as opposed to more of a concrete state. It's just the way it is, and it ain't going to change. Kind of like hardware in a computer versus software. You can change, upgrade, download, alter the software, but you've got that shape of the computer, laptop, and it's not going to change until you get a new one. Changes in our external environment that alter our behavior and cognition can actually modify connections between existing neurons. Through a process known as neurogenesis, new pathways and synapses in the hippocampus, olfactory bulb, cerebellum, and other regions of the brain can be generated. Neuronal activation and cortical remapping evidence in response to experience and brain exercise is proof that the brain, like muscle itself, in response to exercise, can and does change throughout our entire life. Neuroplastic methods, including various computer programs and mind activation games, are currently utilized to treat traumatic brain injury, learning difficulties, artificial limb replacement challenges, and chronic pain. Research by neuroscientist Michael Merzenich demonstrates that certain brain exercises designed to stimulate neurogenesis are equal to or superior to many outdated psychotropic drugs currently used to treat schizophrenia and mental illness. Plasticity of the brain exists from cradle to grave. Not only can we create thousands of new neural pathways that extend from each of our 100 billion brain neurons, but we can also create new neurons from scratch. And how cool is that? Different forms of physical exercise induce neuroplasticity in different regions of the brain. Variety is the spice of brain activity. Cognitive function can be improved at any age. How we learn, think, perceive, and remember are concepts no longer reserved only for children. So get at it. Exercise your brain. Just like the body and muscle itself, we've got to use it or we will most certainly lose it. Well, that's it for this segment of SNU. Thanks for listening. And here's a quote from Mahatma Gandhi, the preeminent leader of Indian nationalism in British-ruled India, who led India to independence through nonviolence and inspired movements for civil rights and freedom across the world. Live as if you were to die tomorrow. Learn as if you were to live forever.